time for the Vintage Truth Podcast with best-selling author and Bible teacher, Jeff Kinley.
It is God's Vintage Truth. It's not about opinions. It's not about what I think or what you think or what the world thinks. It's only about what God thinks because He is the originator of truth. He created the concept of truth and logic and reason. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father except by me. And so today we're going to talk about the truth and how it is getting diluted and how we are being deceived in our world today. You know, the Bible tells us that there is a coming dark delusion that is going to descend upon this planet during the time of Antichrist, during the seven-year tribulation period. And we're seeing the world really prepare itself for that right now. There are a lot of ideas in my head about what my next book is going to be. But I tell you what, one of them I'm really toying around with is really talking about Satan's end times agenda and some of the strategies that he is stealthily introducing into our culture, our society, into the world that that are really preparing the world for the Antichrist, preparing the world for this last day's delusion. Not long ago, my wife and I were invited to Branson, Missouri to watch a show there. And a friend of mine graciously gave us some tickets. And so we went there, and there was a magician that performed before the main act. And, you know, from my early days, I've always loved magicians and illusionists and, you know, Houdini, Blackstone, Copperfield, David Blaine, all these guys that just blow your mind with their amazing illusionary skills. But at this particular show, there was a guy there, and he was doing all sorts of stage tricks and that type of thing. And then he stepped in the spotlight, and the lights in the background illuminated, and behind him was a helicopter on stage. And so he said, "I'm going to make this helicopter disappear before your very eyes." And so what followed next was this frenzy of movement on stage as you know, people's eyes were diverted back and forth between the magician and his assistants and the helicopter. And all the while there was this heart pounding cinematic music being blared over the loudspeakers. And then came the climactic moment of truth. A curtain was slowly lowered around the helicopter. And after a few hand gestures and dance steps, the music abruptly stopped. The lights went out. Then before we could take another breath came this flash of blinding light, an explosion of smoke, and the curtain quickly lifted, revealing a blank space on stage where the helicopter once sat. It literally seemed to have disappeared before our very eyes, vanishing into thin air. And of course, the whole crowd let out a collective gasp, which, you know, spontaneous applause erupted after that. And the illusionist stepped forward, broke into his million-dollar smile, bowing proudly to receive a well-deserved adulation. And then the curtain closed and the show was officially over. And we all left, you know, the theater shaking our heads, asking ourselves, how do you do that? You know, which is what you always ask, right? Hey, listen, professional illusionists are masters at their trade. They're skilled performers and experts in the art of misdirection and deception. They tell you one thing and then they do another. But stages like the one in Branson where we saw this happen, along with those in Las Vegas, are not the only place you'll find such trickery and deceit. In fact, far from the dazzling lights of carefully staged magic performances, the Bible tells us that there's another kind of deception that is coming to mankind. In fact, it's already here in one form and has nothing to do with just entertaining people. Scripture says that in the end times, a world delusion will arrive, and one which will deceive really the bulk of humanity. What's different about this kind of trickery is that unlike those who attend a magic show, these future participants are not aware they're being deceived. Like in a magic show, you know you're about to be deceived, you just don't know how it happened, but the Bible says what's going to happen in the world, what's happening right now, people don't even know that they don't know. And that's really the essence of deception, isn't it? Is that to be deceived by definition means you don't know that you're deceived. That's why you're deceived. And people believe what is not real. They believe what is not true. Listen to what Paul wrote to the Thessalonians in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 through 12. He says, "Then that lawless one," that's the Antichrist, "will be revealed, whom the Lord will slay with the breath of his mouth and bring to an end by the appearance of his coming," talking about the second coming, "that is, the one whose coming is in accord with the activity of Satan, with all power and signs and false wonders, and with all the deception of wickedness for those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth so as to be saved." That describes our culture, doesn't it? Verse 11, "For this reason, God will send upon them a deluding influence so that they will believe what is false, in order that they may all be judged who did not believe the truth, but took pleasure in wickedness." That's 2 Thess 2, 8 through 12. Here's the principle that we see in Scripture, is that when we reject the truth of God, people think, well, I have the freedom to do that. I can do that if I want to. Yes, you can. But it comes with dire consequences. It comes with, you're stricken with blindness. You're stricken with ignorance. You're stricken with deadness when you reject the truth of God. So it comes with a high price. It comes with a penalty. And when you as a person or as a society or as a culture, community, whatever, if you reject the truth of God, you know what happens? God turns the lights out on you. And he turns the lights out on a culture and on a country who also reject him as well. So it's clear from Scripture there's coming a time in history when the whole earth will fall under a grand delusion by this person the Bible calls Antichrist, that who is himself directly energized by Satan, okay? And Paul later tells us that this activity will take place during the last 3.5 years of the tribulation when we compare Scripture with Scripture in 2 Thessalonians as well. And whether or not his miracles are illusionary in nature or actual miracles, he will nevertheless convince the world that he indeed is God. And billions will worship him as such. We see that in Revelation 13, 14, 16. We see his demise in chapter 19. We see more about the Antichrist in chapter 20. This is the culmination of Satan's long-sought objective, to be worshiped as God. And one way you end up worshiping Satan is by believing his lies. And when you're duped by his lies, Antichrist will finally realize that depraved desire. So what makes this bizarre phenomenon so potentially perplexing is that God himself is the one who initially sends the delusion. I mean, people believe what they want to believe. They reject God's truth. But God says, "I will send the delusion." You know, people talk about, well, God's too good to send anybody to hell. And then Christians will react by saying, oh, we don't want to say God sends people to hell. So we'll just say, well, people send themselves to hell when they reject God. Well, that's true. But it's also true that God sends them to hell. I mean, God is the one who created hell originally for the devil and his angels, Jesus said in Matthew. But eventually it's for everyone who rejects the truth, who rejects Jesus Christ and his payment for sins on the cross. That's what happens. And God will send them to hell. Well, guess what? Here, God sends a delusion to these people who are going to hell. So there is a harsh, harsh, judgmental, abandonment, wrath penalty for rejecting the truth. And I'm telling you, it ought to be a sobering warning to our country right now that we are rejecting the truth, that we're chasing the murder of children, that we're chasing after the homosexual agenda and transgenderism and pedophilia. We're just embracing all this. We hate what is good and right. We hate protecting our country. We want to let everyone into our country. The whole border crisis, if people say, oh, compassion, you know, Christians are supposed to have compassion. Well, yeah, you're supposed to have compassion, but that doesn't mean you invite every person into your home to live with your family and your small children. No, you have to be discerning and you have to use discretion, and there has to be a system of the way you do that. We've had people come into our home and stay with us, but it's not just anyone off the street that we don't trust. It's people that we've developed a relationship with. And that's the way a country has to be. Otherwise, you lose control. control of your country and you open yourself up to terrorists and other people. But I don't mean to get off on the border crisis. I'm just simply saying that there's a delusion that will come upon the earth and they'll just accept anything, any kind of truth or thinking, except the truth, of course, of God. So this highlights a really sobering principle that, again, that we see in Romans chapter 1 when we evidence this evidence of rejecting the truth. God says, in fact, in Romans chapter 1, that your minds become darkened when you do this and you start speculating about everything in life, which is all you have to do. It's all you have left, because when you don't have God and the truth, you just have to make up stuff. And that's what people are doing in our culture today. They're just making up stuff out of their heads and calling it truth. And then corporations and companies and even government are saying, oh, yeah, yeah, that's truth. That's truth right there, whatever you just said. And we think we're so wise. And verse 22, chapter 1 in Romans says, you think you're wise. God says you're a fool, an absolute fool. It's the Greek word moros. We get our word moron from. Yes, God is calling people morons who reject his truth, because logically you are a moron if you reject. It's like saying, don't put a hand grenade in your mouth. Don't put a gun in your mouth. Don't jump into a fire. Well, no, you're being bigoted. You're being rude. You're being mean. You're being hateful to tell me I can't do that. Well, I'm not saying you can't do it, but if you do it, you're a moron. That's what God is saying. If you reject my truth, you're a moron. I'm a moron because I reject God's truth sometimes in my own life. So I don't need to be acting like a moron either. But we see this kind of thing unfolding in America right now, where every strain of sexual deviance and perversion is not only being tolerated and accepted, but also legislated, promoted, and publicly celebrated. We see this with the recent gay, quote-unquote, pride events that just happened here in the month of June. So anyhow, what is this tribulation delusion going to look like, and what are we seeing right now that tells us that we're actually ramping up to that sort of thing? Well, here's a couple things. First, keep in mind that, again, the nature of deception is that you don't know that you're being deceived. So when you tell people in this culture, when you announce the truth, they get angry at you. They start hating you. You know why? Because they've embraced it emotionally. And when you tell a person who's blind, who doesn't think they're blind, that they're blind, they get upset at you. When you tell someone that they're about to kill themselves if they continue this activity, they'll hate you for it because they love their sin. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said they reject me. They hate me because I expose their sin. So people don't even know. They sincerely believe in the things that they're doing. They're not pretending to be a left winger. They're not pretending to love homosexuality. They're not pretending to believe that they're in control of their own bodies and they can do whatever they want to with their own bodies. No, they really believe that. It's called a delusion. It's the ultimate brainwashing of humanity. And we're in the middle of it right now. Secondly, this delusion involves the world believing a lie concerning the Antichrist, ultimately, specifically that he is the Messiah or God himself, according to the scripture. Third, this delusion not only includes the worship of Antichrist, but also during these 7 years, we know from Revelation 9, 20 and 21, that demonic entities will also be worshipped. So we're going to return to rank paganism during the tribulation. People are going to worship demons and through a varied paths that lead to that. There'll be drug abuse and murder and self-worship that will ultimately lead to goddess worship. Believing that you are a god, that's a huge thing right now. Believe in yourself. Be your best self. It's all about self. That's really self-worship is really what it is. That was Satan's original lie in Genesis chapter 3. And it's going to be the ultimate lie that's going to lead them to believe in self-empowerment by worshiping the Antichrist. So I believe there's going to be this ultimate, you know, call to worship Satan through the Antichrist, through what the Antichrist can give you. So it really eventually is self-serving. And in fact, this is exactly how many people view the God of the Bible today. Many Christians, many churches, many strains of Christianity, believe that the Christian life is really all about you. It's all about your happiness. It's all about your enjoyment. It's all about, you know, your being able to experience certain things. It's all about God doing stuff for you based on what you tell him to do. And you know what? That's like pulling the glove inside out. That's a complete inversion and perversion of the Christian faith. We exist for God's benefit. God does not exist for our benefit. We exist for his glory. He does not exist to make us happy or healthy or prosperous or successful. That is not why God exists. We are the creation. We're the creatures, and he is the creator. We exist to give him praise. We exist to give him glory. And there are byproducts of that that come back to us that are great benefits of that. But sometimes they're not great benefits. Sometimes if you follow Christ, you're going to get persecuted. Sometimes if you follow Christ, you're going to be going the wrong way on a one-way street in the world. And everybody else is coming towards you, and you're the only one going against the flow, against the grain. Guess what they're doing? They're honking at you. They're telling you that you're number one with their middle finger, you know? They're giving you all sorts of hate. They're yelling at you. That's what the world does when you go against what we say you should do. And that's why the whole, you know, many of these agendas that are going on right now, they're not about equal rights. They're not about, you know, keep your hands off my body. It's all about we want to control what you think and what you can do. We want to control you. So if we want to demand that you bake a cake, if you're a Christian baker for a gay or lesbian wedding, then you will do it in the name of equality, in the name of human rights. See how they've diluted that and twisted that? So when we start talking about this delusion, we're talking about the world coming under this spell is really what it is. And we're under it right now. We're under it right. If you don't think that's true, just try posting some basic scriptural truths online and see what kind of vitriol hatred it invites. Now, that's sad. Obviously, it's sad. But God doesn't exist to make us happy. And many times if we follow him, then we're going to be attacked. Revelation also tells us that there's going to be an explosion of dark occult practices during that time, along with rampant drug abuse and every imaginable sexual excess and perversion. That's Revelation chapter 9, verses 20 through 21. Guess what? If you think that we're in trouble morally right now, if you think that people are just, I mean, if you've seen some of the images and the footages from some of these gay parades, some of the things that are being pushed right now through our society to help decriminalize and destigmatize things like pedophilia, if you've seen some of these things and you've been shocked by them, listen, they're holding back because they don't think that society is ready for everything they want to display. When the Christians are removed from the planet, i.e. the Holy Spirit's influence in the church through the rapture, there is going to be, now listen to this, not a single person who's going to tell them no. There's not going to be a single person who's going to say, you can't, then fill in the blank. Not only is there going to be pandemonium and chaos and catastrophe all across the world after the rapture, but people morally are going to just explode and into every sort of imaginable perversion, just like in the days of Noah, where the Bible says in Genesis 6, I think it's verse 9, where Moses wrote that every thought, intent, and thought of every person was only evil continually. I don't have a category for that. I can't really imagine that. But it's true, and we're seeing it happen right now, and we're ramping up to the day when it's going to happen in spades. It's going to absolutely explode. And that's just part of the delusion. That's just part of it. Next time, I want to talk about where this delusion is going to lead to And what's the ultimate destiny of those who participate in this type of thing? And when we're seeing it in the church right now. That's next time on the Vintage Truth Podcast. Don't miss it. Hey, thanks for listening to God's Vintage Truth. I'll talk to you next time. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Vintage Truth Podcast. Please subscribe and share with a friend. For more about Jeff's ministry, go to jeffkinley.com.